Welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. Joining us now from Vancouver is the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, you're on the road once again. You're in New York City for the Metals and Minerals Conference. Took a few days off for a trip down to Baltimore. And now you're on the west coast of Canada. How's the trip going?
Well, we got here last night, so it's a holiday in Canada today, and we'll start doing business again in Vancouver tomorrow.
Okay. Now, you wanted to focus on gold for today's program, Mickey, and I think really the most recent headline that's grabbed the attention of people really investing in the gold market and actually the broader market as a whole, Moody's coming out and saying that the United States must address its debt woes or run the risk of a credit rating downgrade this year. We've heard warnings before about the U.S. credit, U.S. debt level. How should precious metals investors view that warning from Moody's, and how are you viewing it?
Well, certainly that warning from Moody's is not unexpected, but it is positive for bullion, for gold especially.
Well, in fact, I believe we saw gold kind of kick off this trading session that we just wrapped up in a bit of a hole. It bounced higher on that news, but boy, oh boy, it's got a lot of ground to make up for, doesn't it? Down about 17% year to date. Why do you think gold has had such a rough ride so far?
Well, it's the bear dip in a bull market is what I would say. You know, every secular bull market, you will certainly have bear periods. And what happened overnight is suspicious at best. We had a paper gold and silver hammering starting yesterday upon yesterday our time upon open of the New York Globex market, which happens on the west coast of North America in the late afternoon. This market is very thinly traded, and someone came in and sold a bunch of gold, and that triggered stop losses by the longs, and it drove the price down overnight to $13.37. Once New York opened this morning, we saw a bit of a buying spree. It rallied back to close at $13.94. And by the end of the day, there was short covering. So this is obvious market manipulation, but it's part of what we're saddled with right now, especially in a bear situation when the confidence in gold is not good in the paper market, and the bears are in control right now.
Okay, the bears are in control, but you said that this is kind of a dip in a bull market, so you do not believe that the door has been slammed shut on this bull market in gold. This is a setback that's going to just take some time to work out?
Well, that was probably be my opinion. But it can take up to 2 years for these things to shake out. You know, right now, let's still continue to focus on the near term. Gold cannot break technical resistance at 1475 since the downturn a month or so ago, and it certainly has not even come close to hitting a key psychological level at $1,500. Therefore, just with simple technical analysis, which I don't do, but plenty of people do, it can go lower. The resistance now, next resistance level, is about $1,400. On the positive side, though, it's seen two very spiky bounces off these lows in the lower 1300s, but it's really driven by a combination of factors. Increasingly, in my opinion, gold is a bipolar market with the paper gold market diverging significantly from the physical market.
Well, let's talk about physical demand then, Mickey. You know, I've read because the price has been beaten down so much, there's certainly been a rise in demand in India and in China. But when you have that taking place, and then you have the big institutional players moving the price around, there's a bit of a tug of war going on, isn't there? And so far, I guess, obviously, the big money wins.
Well, and the big money, I think, is always going to win. But that gives people that are very much focused on buying physical bullion, like me. Mm-hmm. Some of us see it's a hedge against inflation and an insurance policy against financial calamity. So this presents buying opportunities. Central banks are buying, especially in non-first world countries, i.e. the countries that are not do not have strong fiat currencies and are not focused on devaluing those currencies faster than their competitors. Mm-hmm. And then we also have other countries like China and India and other emerging markets where historically they don't have important currencies, and those currencies can be very volatile. So once again, it acts as a stabilizer in purchasing power.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned gold as a hedge against inflation. In saying that, I believe your comments are coming from a longer-term view, are they not, Mickey? Because could you also not say that that is one area where gold may be losing out a bit in attracting and holding on to investors? Because there's a lot of talk from some strategists that forget inflation. They say we're actually in a deflationary environment right now.
Well, you have to look at how you define inflation. There are two types of inflation. Inflation of the money supply and then inflation in prices. So, inflation in prices has not occurred to the degree we thought it would when the quantitative easings were started post-2008. So mm-hmm. in the U.S. we're in QE3 or 4 or somewhere like that. But what's really happened is we have seen monetary inflation in terms of the amount of money that's available, but that money is parked. The currencies, fiat currencies that are being devalued are being held by the banks, and there's no lending. Mm-hmm. So in terms of inflation of the monetary supply, we haven't really seen that to the degree we thought. And concomitantly, we have not seen the amount of price inflation that we thought we would get. Now, we're looking at CPI numbers from the U.S. about 2% a year, but note that that excludes two very important things, food and fuel. And mm-hmm. and John Williams, who is someone I follow, who writes Shadow Government Statistics, would argue that the real inflation of prices is something on the order of 10%. Mm-hmm. So using that and with the idea that gold retains more or less retains its purchasing power, mm-hmm. Leads me to be positive, bullish on long-term price of gold, or the value of gold, if you will.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned quantitative easing. As you know, Mickey, there's been increased speculation that perhaps the U.S. Federal Reserve by the summertime could pull back a little bit on its QE program. What do you think of that speculation, and how should gold investors view that?
Well, I never know what the banks are have up their sleeves next. I would think that in some way, shape, or form that the market has already baked in the idea that the quantitative easing in the U.S. is going to be toned down a bit, mm-hmm. If you will. I don't think it's going to end. And so maybe that has to do with the weakness in the price of gold right now. We're also looking at a very strong U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
Now at plus 84 on the dollar index.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time that's happened since July of 2010, so nearly 3 years. The weak yen also makes for a stronger U.S. dollar. We've seen massive ETF redemptions this year, something on the order of plus 410 tons,
mm-hmm.
and compare that with the annual physical supply of gold of about 2,600 plus tons. So that's something on the order of plus 15%. Another negative aspect, if you look at the chart of gold since October 2012, we see lower lows and lower highs. So that's certainly bearish. Then again, we have this physical demand, and that's positive for gold, so it is a bit of a tug of war. One final note in this part of it would be that the Aiden sisters, who I respect. They probably have been around this gold market more than or longer than a lot of other newsletter writers, and they're comparing it in their latest weekly with the period from December of 1974 to August of 1976. So that's 4 months shy of 2 years, and gold lost 50% of its value during that period of time, or nearly 50%, and it and that's their example of a very extended bear dip in a long-term secular bull market for gold, which went arguably for 10 years from 1971 to 1981.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up with some comments from you on the junior sector of this mining of this market right now. Mickey, you're going to be attending the Cambridge House show in about a week's time or so in Vancouver. I believe you're on a panel talking about gold. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is, and I think we'll probably talk about some of the subjects we talked about today. In addition, readers might be interested. I published about a month ago a musing called The Market Correction in Gold, and examined what happened then, and we've talked today more of what's happened in recently. As far as the juniors go, junior gold equities are still in the toilet, and with a bearish outlook for gold, I would expect them to stay that way for the most part. But I would encourage our listeners to take a look at the gold royalty companies, which is a longer-term, lower-risk way to play the gold equities market. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest that would be a hedge against your speculative gold portfolio. And what's happened over the last year or so is we've seen a niche being filled. You know, we've had these very successful large royalty companies focused on gold, but we didn't really have anybody to serve the smaller gold explorers, advanced explorers with royalties, or the small producers. And now there's some companies that have sprung up that are filling that niche. And if you're a subscriber of my website, you will be able to go on and get my pick in this sector. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a subscriber, I would encourage everybody to go on my website and sign up, and then you get my pick immediately.
All right, good stuff. We're going to do it all over again in a couple of weeks' time. Mickey, any ideas?
Well, I think we'll go back to the base metals. So if memory serves, cadmium is next on the list.
Okay, good stuff. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks very much, Mickey.
Okay, thanks, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. And you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.